Okay. Now, Mick, he had a probably his best year was 75. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think if you look at the club records, that'll be so.
Yep. He finished third in the best and fairest, is that right?
That was his highest, yes.
Now, your impressions of him, you were the coach of a team with some exceptional stars, and then you had this great big fella running around. How did you get your head around the fact that he was overweight, but he could still do it, he could still play the game?
Well, I'm not sure he was overweight in that he had normal shape and size legs, except they were long because he was very tall, and the same with his arms. It was just his body that was overweight, if anything. He did protrude at the stomach a little bit, but forget all that. He could do all the things a top footballer had to do. I mean, he could even chase and tackle at times. I mean, he hardly ever got any success in that area, but his main specialisation was tap ruckman, and I mean the best idea of how good he was at that is Barry Cable, who's one of the greatest rovers of all time, and he says he's the man out there receiving or not receiving the tap ruckman's knockout palm out, and he says that our hero is the best tap ruckman he's ever played with.
Yeah, it's a sad day. He's the first one from that 75 premiership to die. It marks the passing, I guess, of someone from that team, that the inaugural premiership that you were involved with. I mean,
that's true, but I mean, he's too young anyway. Regardless of anything, he's just too young. It's just it makes you realise how awful this world can be at times. It can also be fantastic, and he was part of a group that made it fantastic for many, many people, helping take part in the North Melbourne Football Club's first ever premiership. And I mean, that's a marvellous thing. If he's, I'm not sure whether he'd be looking down or up, but I was. I'm asked to sum up sometimes. I have been in the last few days. Asked to sum up Mick, and I sum it up this way: he was a character, and it's very, very handy for the club and a coach to have characters around the place, two or three. But he also had character, which, if you're going to be a footballer of any sequence, consequence, you've got to have that, and he did.
It's been a fantastic day on short notice. If he had been here, what would he have said about yourself as coach and the players that he played with in 75?
Well, Mick, I mean, one of the reasons why he's popular, I don't think he had a bad word to say about anyone, and that's the measure of the man. I mean, if someone's a real, you know, I can't say it on radio, but not a good person, well, Mick would go past that and just say, well, yeah, he was okay, and move on. He just didn't have a bad word for anyone, and that's probably better than the other way.
Did you drive him? You would have driven him hard as coach. You would have been pushing him and pushing him through pre-season and training.
Well, we did have a rule on one of those pre-seasons, because he survived many, many pre-seasons with me as the coach. We had this distance, I forget what it was, it might have been 5k or 10k, whatever it was, at a certain distance, and you couldn't train with the main group until you'd made that distance. So Mick, of course, on the first night didn't do it, the second night no, etc., etc., went on and on. In the end, after about a week, we said, okay, because he was improving all the time, and let's face it, speed and combination of speed and distance wasn't his strength anyway. So, but he was a fair dinkum person and a fair dinkum footballer.
He played 107 games as a heavy guy. If he had have been down around 104 kilograms or something like that, how good could he have been? I'm trying to ask. How good could he have been?
Well, theoretically, you think he would have been better. But one of his strengths at being a tap ruckman was that he was able to, because of his bulk, keep his position, because the other guys are coming and cannon off him, so to speak. So whilst he may have gained something in other areas by being lighter, he might have lost in his main area, which he was excellent at. He's also quite a good ball handler and kick. handball. I mean, it was that wasn't just his main focus, his tap racking, but you don't get in the premiership side or have the respect of footballers in an era when things were going very good for North Melbourne unless you're pretty good.
And your most endearing memory of Mick as a footballer when you were coaching him?
Endearing.
What impression? He left on you?
Yeah. Well, I just knew fairly quickly after being looking askance at him at training when he first came down, because I didn't know anything about it. He was just put out there by our main recruiting man, Ronnie Joseph, and who was also CEO. And I thought, who the hell is that? So it wasn't a good introduction, but someone immediately reminded me that Ron Joseph had sent him it, and Ron knew the rules, so I didn't want anyone out there just because they were mates or anything. That's not the way a league training session should be treated, in my opinion. I was brought up that way with Norm Smith. He never did that. Never. It didn't matter who you were. He had to be in control of who got on. It wasn't just the president's nephew or any of that sort of rubbish. So having that attitude, I took a load of this guy. I said, how the hell? Anyway, as soon as someone said Ron Joseph organised it, it was okay. But later on, probably only days later, I would have appreciated this fella could play.
And he missed the 77 grand final with an injury or because you preferred Peter Keenan? I mean, looking at today, it would have been probably more fitting if he had played in two flanks.
I can't answer that, Scott. I can't remember to be honest.
That's cool. Yeah. All right, Ron, look, I'll stop it. That's six. That's